All right, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about that Cowboys win over the Giants is one of the guys who was on the call for Fox Sports that afternoon at AT&T Stadium. We say good morning to Greg Olson. How are you?
Hey, guys. It's great to visit again, right? I mean, we got our listening ears on today, right? We're going to have a good time talking today. I tell you, it's always special. Always a special day when we get to visit with friends, right?
Sure.
You guys know, right?
Yeah.
Right? You guys know. Yeah. I've completed quite the transformation from my days at the U, spitting misogynist rhymes with the 7th Floor Crew, to now a Fox B-teamer that sounds vaguely scolding, gently condescending as a kindergarten teacher. That's fun, right? Changes, right?
We all change.
Fresh. We love it. Yeah. We love it. Great to be on with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you on. So what do you think of the Schottenheimer Cowboys 2 games in?
Great question. And I just love the way you asked it, using your words. I mean, I like that. You know what? That is the kind of confidence that makes good young leaders. So keep that up, Craig. That was great.
Oh, thanks, Craig.
Listen, you know, I know last year the Cowboys had Coach Mike, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure it scared the players when all of a sudden Coach Mike wasn't there anymore. I mean, you know, sometimes change can be really scary.
Yeah, sure.
I would simply say a new coach is a chance to make a new friend. That's what I learned in football, right? and I think after watching that game that the Cowboys players have a new friend in Coach Schottenheimer. I mean, it's really important to give new friends a chance. And, you know, invite them into your playgroup. Offer them part of your sandwich, one of your cookies. And it seems clear to me that these players have really invited to be a part of their play group. I mean, does that make sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Is that a good way of explaining that?
Yeah, I guess. You know, he has 2 T's in his name. You may want to put at least one in there.
Shotty.
Yeah, Shotty.
Schottenheimer. Yeah, I said it.
Well, do you think the Cowboys are more aggressive with Shotty?
It's a really great question, George. I mean, I think you're a special person with a special outlook on life. I really like you. Hey, there's no doubt that Schottenheimer really wants to motivate these guys to take a shot. Okay? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I mean, taking a shot, it really is important. When you and your players are enjoying a fun and rewarding game like football, it's like when your mommy tells you it's time to come in for dinner, but you're like, I'm playing with my friends, right? Right, Mom? And what do? You take one more shot of, like, the basketball, if you're playing basketball, and you make it. You've been trying all day, and you haven't made one yet, and the last one, you make it. You did such a good job because you took another shot.
Okay. So always take another shot.
Always take another shot. That's exactly right, George. I like you. This is fun. Let's take a few more questions. We having fun?
Yeah, we're having fun.
Let's go back to Craig. Craig, I think you had your hand up.
Yes. Yes. What's your favorite Jerry Reed song?
Without a doubt. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Right? We all love that song,
yeah, that's
right?
A good one. Yeah.
It's a great song. I was talking to my buddy KB. And KB said to me, hey, Greg, listen, if you're ever put on the spot and you are asked the question, what's your favorite Jerry Reed song during a serious sports interview? You got to say, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, right?
And
right,
you just did it.
Right?
You did it.
And I'm so thankful for my friend KB for telling me that. I mean, but that's me, Mr. Greg. You know, you guys have already brought it up. You know, I'm always dropping more T's than disrobing day at the nursing home. I mean, that's right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little inappropriate, right? But it's fun in this context.
I guess it is fun. Okay, well, here's something that's not fun. It's a little negative. The Cowboys defense, what is going on with Matt Eberflus and his Cowboys secondary?
Oh, that hurts, right? It hurts seeing that defense sometimes. I wonder if some of them on defense have boo-boos that we don't know about.
Maybe.
I mean, that might be it, right?
Injuries,
we don't know,
yeah.
Right? Injuries, yeah, that's a big word. Oh, George, that's very good.
That's not that big a word.
But, you know, I mean, on the bright side, I mean, isn't that a fun name to say, Matt Eberflus, right?
Yeah,
it is. Eberflus, right? It's got a lot of parts, right? Eberflus.
Yeah, it is.
We
unusual.
Call those parts syllables. Can you say syllables?
Well, yeah. We can say syllables.
Can you say it, everyone, together? Let's say it. Syllables.
Syllables.
I didn't hear Craig. Come on, Craig. Let's put your back into it.
Sorry, syllables.
That's so great. Oh, you guys are great. I love talking to you. You know, I know that I'm just got an oversized head, Ken doll hair, but I'm Mr. Greg to you. I mean, come on. Let's not say goodbye right now. Let's not say goodbye.
Well, I think we need to. We're kind of up against
say
it.
Until next time. Isn't that a better way to put it?
Okay.
When
until
we use
next
our words.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Greg has to go. My class is lining up right now. We're going to the Perot Science Museum today. We're going to learn about when dinosaurs lived and how water works. This is fun.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Mr.
Thank
Greg.
You guys. Thank
okay,
you guys.
We'll see you. There goes Mr. Greg. Greg Olson.
Great.